What is up, guys, and welcome to the Entrefit Podcast, where we believe your business should serve you and your goals, not just be a prison that pays. So on this podcast, we give you the tips, tools, and strategies that you need to attract your dream client, scale your business, and become a successful entrepreneur. If you're not watching this episode, and I say watching that episode on YouTube or Spotify now with the video podcast, you're definitely going to want to make sure that on this episode, especially, you guys go on there and watch that. Because what I want to do on this episode today is show you guys three things that the header or the top section of your website must have. And if you don't have these three things, I promise you, you are losing sales and you are losing potential leads. And so we're going to actually be doing a screen share. We're going to walk through it as best as we can here on audio, but let you know the three things that you must have on the header of your website. And if you don't have these three things, guys, like I said, it's costing you leads and costing you clients, which in turn means costing you money. And that's why we're here, right? That's why we're here, to become entrepreneurs. We're trying to build a business that serves us and our goals. And it really helps if you got sales. So what I want to do now, guys, let's dive in here to these websites. So if you don't have a website, I will say this. There's lots of people out there that will say, oh, if you're starting an online business, you really don't need a website yet. I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Especially if you want to take this seriously, and if you want to be seen as a professional and expert in whatever your niche is, you need a website. Now, a website should not just be a glorified version of your social media accounts, right? It should just not be better pictures of you and more information for about you. What your website should do is ultimately function for two purposes: make money, collect leads. If it's not doing that, if it's just giving information to people, it's not really serving you and your business. And in order to make sure that your website is done as efficiently and as successful as possible, there's a lot of different things that it needs. But today we're just going to focus on what's called the header of your website. The header is everything that's called above the fold. So think about whenever your website first loads, whether that be on your desktop or your mobile device, everything that you see before you have to scroll or scroll with the mouse is the header of the website. Now, this is honestly probably the majority of where you should put your focus when you're first launching your website on it. Because honestly, this is where the customer makes the decision whether they should scroll on and keep reading more about your website. I would say this should probably take about 50% or more of your total website development time for wireframing, coming up with your copy and everything. It should be dedicated towards the header section of your website. This is where you have to instantly capture your customer or your potential customer's attention within 3 seconds, and you have to very clearly communicate these three things. What problem do you solve? How do you make my life better? And what do I need to do to get started or buy now? If you're not clearly answering those questions within 3 seconds of a consumer landing on your website, most likely they're bouncing, they're leaving, and that you are not capturing that sell or that lead. See, tons of people waste space on their website, put lots of pretty pictures about them, but they don't really answer those three questions. So what we're going to do now is I want to show you guys two different examples on websites so you can actually see how this is accomplished. So this first one right here is Restore You Wellness Clinic. This is a functional medicine clinic. They do telemedicine. Look how clearly this header section captures all this information. So one thing to note, whenever a real person is looking at your website, their eyes are naturally going to scan it in a Z pattern. It's a little bit smaller on a mobile device. So that's why it's really important that you have your website optimized for mobile and desktop. But people are going to be looking at it in a Z pattern. So that what that means is whenever we're here looking at the website, first thing that they are going to do is they're going to go to this top right section. This top right section of your website is probably the most valuable section of your website because that is where the eyes are just naturally kind of drawn to first. That is where you want your strongest, most direct call to action to be. When somebody comes to the website, what is the one main goal? Is it buy your product, schedule a call? Is it get started, book a consultation? Whatever it is, it should be in that top right corner. It should be very clear. Nobody wants to learn more. Nobody wants to discover more. They don't want that, guys. Be very clear and direct with the main thing you want people to do whenever they come to your website. The next thing that they do is they come right here into this middle section. And this is where you want to quickly and clearly explain what you do, how you do it, how you're going to make their life better in as few words as possible. Look at this one right here. Get back to feeling and performing your best. That's how you're going to make my life better. You're going to get me back to feeling and performing my best. Super, super clear. Well, how do they do it? Well, it's a telemedicine practice specializing in hormone replacement and functional medicine. So very, very quickly and clearly, I know how they're going to make my life better and what they do and how they do it. It's a telemedicine practice. The third, final, and most important thing is, what do I need to do to get started? Well, hey, this is very simple. Get started. There's a get started button in the top right. There's another one right over here onto the left side. Very quickly and clearly tells me and answers those three things as a customer. What do you do? How you make my life better? And what do I need to do to get started with you? Now, the second example that I want to show you is a fitness example. So this is a trainer, Ashley Vargas. She does powerlifting coaching online. And look at this. So we come to the website. We still have that Z pattern typically. Logo on the top left. We have the main call to action in the top right. But look, there's something right here to the left. So what this is right here on the left where it says download the free guide, that's what's called a transitional call to action. So remember we said earlier on the website, its main goals is to collect sales and collect leads. So a transitional call to action is some type of call to action for those customers that aren't quite ready to buy yet. We still need to have them do something, right? We've done all this work, social media, email marketing, whatever it is, SEO, to get them to land on this website. We don't want them to just bounce if they're not ready to buy yet. We want to give them something else to do to further that relationship with that customer. And we do that with a transitional call to action. We'll do a lot more deep dive on an episode on that, but quick version is that's just a way to collect leads. So Ashley here is giving away something for free on her website. They click that if they're not quite ready to buy or schedule, in this case, schedule a call. So right here, what do you do? How do you make my life better? Look, you deserve to know what your body is capable of. Strengthen your lifts and your life. That's how you're going to make my life better. You're going to strengthen my lifts and my life because, hey, guess what? You deserve to know what your body is capable of. What is it though? It's one-on-one custom coaching program. So very quickly, we know right here what it is. It's a one-on-one coaching program. How's it going to make my life better? Well, it's going to strengthen my lifts and my life because she gets into a little bit of a philosophical statement here. You deserve to know what your body is capable of. Well, what do I need to do to get started? Schedule your call. Two very clear calls to action at the top. Guys, I promise you, if you make these three changes to your website, you will see conversions dramatically improve on your website. And if you just had to pick one of those things, I see so many people not even do this. Put your call to action button twice on your header, once in the top right, the other one kind of in the middle or the center of the page where those eyes just naturally scan. And make the call to action button stand out. If you look on the website here, it's orange compared to the blue. It really stands out on here. Make the color stand out and be very clear and direct with what you want your customers to do. Customers are naturally always, whether subconsciously or directly, looking for solutions to their problems. And the people that clearly communicate and make it very simple on how to get those problems solved are the ones that look like the expert guides people are looking for, and they are the ones that are dominating the marketplace. So guys, hopefully this adds lots of value to you. This is a very small part of everything that it takes to build a successful marketing plan and a website. Actually, if you go to our website, entrefitcoaching.com, we have a free guide for you. It is 7 things that you must have in all of your marketing to make sure that it's successful. A wireframe website is part of that, and this is just part of that part. So make sure you guys go there. It's entrefitcoaching.com. Download your free marketing checklist. See the 7 things you need in your marketing material. So hopefully this adds tons of value to you guys. Be sure to subscribe if you want more episodes like this, just quick little tips to help you succeed and become a successful entrepreneur. Have an awesome day, guys. We'll talk soon.